Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the Love Truth Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the day that our Lord has made. We will and must rejoice and be glad in it. I'm your host for today, Kim Williams. Hope your morning is bright and shiny and lovely and beautiful and all those great things and healthy, most importantly. So this is the day our Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I wanted to come together to do prayer. Because as the word says in 2 Chronicles, if my people, which is called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attending to the prayer that is made in this place. So it's important. God says, my people, which is called by my name, will humble themselves and pray. A lot of people around the world, around the globe, are praying for so many different things. Some people are praying for our country, one of those who live here, and those abroad. But too many times I don't hear naturally people say, let's pray. They may say, let's pray for the country, but you don't hear people say, let's pray for this inauguration, to be peace, be still. All the that took place on January 6th or 2021 that placed so many people's lives in danger. So I think it's important to come together and pray. As in Romans 8:26-28, it says, likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. He that searches the heart know what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. Called according to his purpose. I'm reading from the King James Version. And also Chapter 18, verse 19-21. Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them, for my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me? And I forgive him. It says seven times. So my thing is, when two or three come together in the name of Jesus, touch and agree, things will change. But come with a pure heart, a heart that desire the will of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, which is the will of the Father. A heart that's thirsty for truth. A heart that's thirsty for salvation. A heart that's thirsty for freedom. A heart that's thirsty for kindness. Everything that's righteous of God. And also in John 3:3, Jesus answered and said to them, right, right, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And in verse 5, Jesus answered, right, right, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again. The wind blows where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot see, cannot tell which is come, whether it goes to it. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. And in John 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believes in him is not condemned, but he that believes not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world. And men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds was evil. For everyone that does evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds shall be reproved. But he that does truth commands to the light, that his deed may be made manifest, that they are wont in God. It's a testimony of our people. When we operate in light, when we operate in love, we operate in justice, we operate in protection, and we care for fellow mankind, it shows that we are children of God. Anything else is wicked. Anything else is from the devil. You know, we talk about God, and people always, if something goes wrong, they blame God. They never really say the devil. But God kicked out Lucifer out of heaven. And about one-third of the angels came to earth with him. So on this earth, as God came in the flesh for us, trust me, the devil and his fallen angels walked around this earth to try to devour anybody again. Because his job is to steal, kill, and destroy. And those who like to steal, kill, and destroy, that's nothing but the work of the devil. They don't have horns popping out their head. It could be a man walking among us, and there's men who walk among us. We have no value for life, no value for a people, heart, soul, spirit, mind, thoughts, or conscience. They freedom or anything else. Heart of God love God people because they made the image of God. And God created people versus background, versus faith, versus economic areas, and versus ethnic groups. So we have to respect all God people, whether they red, white, yellow, brown, or black. We are beautiful in his sight. We are his children, who he breathed life through and in. So we all give all praise and glory belong to you, God. We thank you for this day to get on this line together to praise and worship you. And we come together in unity for peace globally, but especially for this inauguration that's taking place tomorrow. And we come asking you to breathe your life through this United States, to every heart, soul, spirit, and mind person who created in your image. And we ask you to rebuke, remove, destroy, stronghold of those who come from darkness, of those who operate in darkness. To those who are yours who are not doing your will, we ask that you touch their hearts and turn them from their wicked ways and live for you. And for those who are not creating your image, of course, they're not going to act like your children in the first place, just remove them from us, dear God. Let's read some more scriptures before I get into the actual prayer. Jesus said it. In 8 verse 12, Jesus again to them saying, I am the light of the world. He that follow me should not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Go down to 14, Jesus answered and saying to them, though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true, for I know which I came and whether I go, but ye cannot tell which I come and whether I go. You judge after the flesh, I judge no man. Yet if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bears witness of myself, and the Father that sent me bears witness of me. Now to 19, ye neither know me nor my Father. If you had known me, you should have known my Father. And down to 21, he said, I go my way, and you shall seek me, and I shall die in your sin. Whether I go, you cannot. And then the 23 said, you are from beneath, I am from above. You are of the world, and I am not of this world. I said that once again, that you should die in your sin. For if you believe not that I am he, you should die in your sin. 25. Even the same that I say unto you from the beginning, I have many things to say and to judge of you. But he that sent me is true. I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. 27. They understood not that he speak to them of the Father. 28. They said, Jesus unto them, when you had lifted up the Son of Man, then should you know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. 29. He that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. Well, under 31, Jesus said to the Jews which believe on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciple indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That's verse 32. So we have to walk in love, walk in Jesus, and know who he is. And also, this too, then what we're dealing with, how you come into this world, how you operate in this world. This John 10, right, I say unto you, he that enter not by the door into the chief fold, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that enter in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter is open, and the sheep hears his voice. And he calls his own sheep by the name and leads them out. And when he put forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And the stranger will not follow, but will flee for him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Right, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Thieves come not by force to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they may have life, and they may have it more abundantly. I'm the good shepherd, and the good shepherd gives his life for his sheep. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, who own the sheep or not, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flee. The wolf catches them and scatters the sheep. The hireling flees because he is a hireling. He cares not for the sheep. I'm the good shepherd and know my sheep, and I am known of mine. As the Father knows me, even so know I the Father. I lay down my life for the sheep. All the sheep I have, which are not of this fold, they also I must bring. And they shall hear my voice, and they shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore does my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man take it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it up. Again, this is the commandment I have received of my Father. That's the most scripture, because this is all going on with the prayer. This is Hebrews 3, verse 15. It is why I say it. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation. Do not harden your heart to God. and 4 verse. Let me go down to 12. 4 and verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even dividing, unsundering of souls and spirits, of the joint and marrow, and is a discerner of thoughts and intent of the heart. Then we'll go down to, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. That's what we need right now. We need grace. And God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten Son, so we receive grace. And I'm going to Hebrews 12. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, that as lay aside every weight and sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the authority and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For he considered him that endure such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be weary and faint in your mind. A cloud of witnesses. This will be dealing with. A cloud of witnesses. Let me make sure I want to run out of time. 1 John. I'm going to 3. Little Joe, let no man deceive thee. He that doth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that commits sin is of the devil, for the devil sins from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he may destroy the work of the devil. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remains in him. He cannot sin because he is born of God. And this, the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever does not righteous is not of God, neither he that loves not his brother. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. That's 1 John 3, and that's verse 7 through 10. We must love one another. Then they say, you know, whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, everyone that loves him, begotten loves him, all that begotten of him. By this we know we love the children of God when we love God. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. His commandments are not grievous. For whosoever is born of God overcome the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcome the world? But he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. It is spirit that bear witness, because the spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, the Holy, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. There are three that bear witness in earth, the spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God which he has testified of his Son. He that believes on the Son of God has the witness in himself. He that believes not God has made him a liar, because he believes not the record that God gave his Son. This is the record that God has given to us, eternal life. This life is in his Son. He that has the Son has life. He that have not the Son of God has not life. These things have I written to you that believes on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we had a petition that we desire of him. If any man see his brother sin which is not unto death, he should ask. He should give him life. For them that sin not unto death, there is a sin unto them. I do not say that you should pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. We know that whosoever is born of God says not, but he that is begotten of God keep himself, and the wicked one touch him not. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God has come, has given us the understanding that we may know him that is true, and we are in him and that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. So our meeting is, and we're dealing with, tomorrow is Inauguration Day. It's a day that so many acts around this country is rejoicing. Praise the Lord. We are so happy for President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise to you, God. So this is the day we will rejoice and be glad in it. But this prayer and these words, we have to come to you. We have to be grateful. You are the way, the truth, and the night. And God, we come to you. For I'm praying for our entry into this particular prayer. For those who do not know Jesus Christ as a partner of your sin, come to him where you can. As in Romans 8:5, God commit his love toward us. And that while we were just sinning, Christ died for us. All you got to do is ask Jesus Christ into your heart, soul, spirit, and mind. And say, in Romans in chapter 10, verse 9 in Romans, that's in the New Testament, the King James, that if thou confess, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You must confess Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. You must confess that God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten. You have to confess that, yes, also the virgin birth. That's how he's always in the beginning, the Holy Spirit spoke into existence. You have to confess. And most important, you have to repent of your sin. You have to confess all the things, but you have to repent. You have to know you fought short. You missed the mark. That you're unrighteous. And you had to come. Only way you can be the righteousness of God by believing in Jesus Christ. That thou, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You get boldly confess. That be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And also, as you go, and to pray, oh, Heavenly Father, we're going to stop the Lord prayer. I'm going to do the Captive Version one. You might do the one from out the King James, but I'm saying it. First, our praise and glory belong to you, God. Thank you for allowing me to come to your throne on behalf of your people. And thank you for those who are joining me on this prayer line or who will share with others. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, and earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thou is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Jesus, we love you. As we come to your throne, we know you are the way to truth and life. We come on behalf of the new president about to enter the house, President-elect Joe Biden, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, and their respectable family, dear God. We come knowing that you can change things, that you can touch heart and change this world, this country for the better. We know you can take away the bitterness and the sickness, and all people got to do is give you their heart. Turn from their wicked ways. Cry out to you. Ask you for clarity. Ask you for protection. Ask you to make the path straight. And the path only can be straight when we desire to seek your will. seek your way. We want to live your truth and operate in your love, showing and revealing that we are your children in action, not only in word, but in action. So we ask as you bless the incoming administration, not only the president-elect and the vice president-elect, but all the people in Senate and the Congress, those who are part of President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris administration. We want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory, God. We want to ask you to protect every single one of every single one, their loved ones, their spouses, their family, their friends, their acquaintances, their co-workers, those workers or who manage to bring in those servants are doing what they call the good fight, doing the good work, who doing righteous work for your kingdom. Really, it's kingdom building. When you lift your hand to help somebody out, when you love your neighbor, and it's not only in words, but also in action, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus, that they want the election. You say people vote who they want to vote in. And people we had to deal with the past 4 years, we had to deal with those people while they still the election. But it's a lot of people didn't vote for them. So we asking God that they do the right thing, that you protect them, and we believe in them. So we ask you, God, as we rejoice in knowing that they, your servants, want to do your will in that White House, and those who were elected into Congress and those who were elected into the Senate, they would do your will, dear God. We ask for protection through all the ground of the government building, the White House, Congress, the Senate House. Just protect those ground all around the White House, all around Washington, D.C., the mayor's office, the all the capitals around the United States, all the government buildings, homes and family where people the government work at, people who is in political party, in the political leaders live, protect their home, their loved ones, friends, acquaintances, children. They go from seen and unseen harm, problem situation, dear Jesus. We ask that you go on, protect everybody who's preparing the food for the inauguration. Not only for inauguration, for food they be preparing from weeks and weeks on, their living space. We ask you, God, you clean and purge that place from the filthiness that was in there for the last 4 years. Give them a clean bathroom, a new tub, a new shower, a new toilet, new bedding, new everything, a new Oval Office. Just clean it up, dear God. Clean the Congress room where the people came in and they defecated and they all got nasty. Move the filthy, God. Put the blood of the Lamb all over the White House, all over Congress, all over the Senate, all over the grounds in here inside Washington, D.C. for all the 740,000 people who live there. Protect them, God. Protect all the people who do out the United States who are living for you and all the different locations outside the country where our embassies are. But protect our American people and protect the people around the world who are living for you. They may not be Americans, but maybe living for you. Protect the people of color because all the evil we can succeed because people do not like the fact that a person of color was a president one time in the White House, and that was President Barack Obama and the first family lived there. And now they don't like the fact that Joe Biden is with and our beautiful young lady, Kamala, Vice President Kamala Harris, a person of color. They can't take it. They don't like it. That's why they want to go back to the good old days. That's their good old days, not the good old days for us other folks who've been living and striving and making and putting the not only people of color, but majority of the people of color. So to do we ask you for help? They even defecate on their own people. They don't care. Nasty people, wicked people, don't care about nobody but themselves. They'll be calling on your holy name, Jesus. Be calling on you, Father God. By the power of your blood, Jesus. By the power of your blood, you're all strongholds here, Jesus. As in Ephesians 4 and 15 and Isaiah 54, 17, no weapon that form against thee shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and the righteousness is of me, says the Lord. Yes, Jesus, yes, Jesus, Jesus. As in Ephesians 6, verse 10 through 19. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh or blood, but against principalities, against power, against rulers of darkness, of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fierce thoughts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, the utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. So yes, President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, which I'm going to say President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, welcome to the White House. Thank you for being our next president. And after the order of, I would say, President Barack Obama, the 45th was not my president, I'm telling you, for U.S., not against flesh and blood, but against principality, against power and rulers and darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, both of y'all, and your family, and loved friends, other people in Congress, and wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Stand up for him, you learn good about truth and heaven on the breastplate of righteousness. For your feet shall be preparation for the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the first thoughts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, which is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, washing day unto you with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And I know thou who lost loved ones, President Joe Biden, who lost your son, and then Kamala Harris, who lost your mother. They love the spirits with you in that White House as y'all do y'all work. I know y'all know that. And no most important love of God is with you. Remember, stay in prayer. Stay focused. Do the will of the Father. You will be okay. As long as you ask God where his will is, and check against scripture and go into prayer and fasting, you will be okay. You will be all right. In the name of Jesus, I speak life over y'all too. I speak life for all the people who's in the administration who's doing the good work. Whether you're in Congress or the Senate, all the different offices, all the different administration, all the security personnel, whether you're a Secret Service, you're the Capitol Police, I guess White House Police, the National Guards, from all the different military branches, all the different offices of public safety, protective safety, the mayor of all the people in Washington, and people through all the 52 states and all other areas outside the state that still part of the United States. God bless y'all. Live for Jesus. Lift each other up in prayer to show that you are a child of God. Those of you who want to do mischief, want to do nasty things, you did not represent a child of God. Cannot say you are a child of God and want to storm inside the plate and threaten to hang somebody, threaten to kill people. You can't say you're a child of God by putting your knee on somebody's neck. You can't say you're a child of God and you only think about the unborn and say their life, and that's why you wrote, but the person, a grown man, somebody can sit on his neck and pretty much getting off on him, killing a person, and y'all think that's justice, you think that's love, and you call yourself a child of God. All your preachers and bishops around this world country, around this world, around this globe, who stand up for unrighteousness, who actually stand up, who do not speak against black lives, who speak against black lives, don't believe that life matter, who did not speak against that young man who was killed on the street, do not take up and say that should never happen, who like that kind of stuff, who don't say anything. Don't say nothing to stop racist injustice. Who speak the opposite. Shame on you, shame on you. If you're a child of God, you should be speaking against all injustice. You should speak, but anything is wrong. You can't call Black Lives Matter a vibe when it was a protest and call them guys who went into the Capitol protesters doing what they supposed to do. No, that's wickedness. The truth is not in you. So if you want the truth, you need to repent. We all have to repent. But y'all need to repent with that particular thing. So I'm asking God to, for us to live for him, forgive all the acts of our unrighteousness, let's come towards each other in love, peace and harmony, and let's do the will of God. And the will of God means the things that Martin Luther King stood for, poor people. Bill he proposed should be honored. People should have help dealing with not being evicted. People should be getting help with the real issue dealing with this COVID-19. So much pain should be dealt with. And yes, 45 no longer there, but y'all need to impeach him and everybody else. More than people need to go to jail, bottom line. And I also say, please reconsider having the inauguration. You got to have it, got to be sworn in, get sworn in, got to be sworn in. I think it's like when I read before 12 p.m. Y'all should do it 9 o'clock in the morning. Nothing distract y'all. Everybody's supposed to be a part of that sworn in to be there. Especially they put the witnesses and you sworn in with you. And I will hope y'all figure another place. Do it in Delaware, because I don't trust it. What happened last week, you cannot look past it. Yes, they put all those fences up, but you hope and pray they ain't locking y'all in. So I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God will knock down anything that need to be knocked down to protect y'all from all seen, unseen, problem, situation, danger. By the power of the blood, cover y'all and protect each and every one of y'all, every single one of y'all. People who's in the political parts, for the people who's serving y'all, the people who are the land keeper, the janitor, the people who prepare your food, the people that the servicemen outside protecting y'all. Have y'all, Jesus, have your way with them. Thank you for the time with me, y'all. And I wanted to end saying a little bit this. Every lift every voice and sing. Called the national, usually called the Black National Anthem, poem written by NAACP leader James Weldon Johnson in 1871 and 1938. And part of it said, "Let every voice sing till earth and heaven ring." I know I can't sing, but I'm singing anyway. Ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high at the listening sky. Let us be sound loud as the rolling sea. Sing a song for all the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song for all the hope that the present has borne us. Facing the rising sun of our new day begun. Let us march on till victory is won. So I'm going to leave that. Y'all can read the best of it. God bless y'all. Enjoy your day. In Jesus' holy, holy, holy name, enjoy his joy, the day that the Lord has made. You shall rejoice and be glad in it. God bless y'all. Take care.